Dua Lipa, Love Again, Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. It is a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning. This is soccer weather. This is that time of year when it starts getting just a little chill in the air. You know, the evenings get a little dark, a little quicker. Those lights kick on, and you see these folks out there warming up on the pitch to play some big-time soccer. And we are into the state Final Four now, and E-Town Boys Soccer in it tonight. And they're going to be playing in Lexington. But we're lucky enough to have the coach and a couple of players wander into the building this morning. And I'm not sure. We've got Dylan Barnes here with us, along with Jackson Holt and Coach Yates. And Coach Yates, grab that mic. Is this the most winning men's program in E-Town history, or is it close, or do we know for sure?
I don't think we know for sure yet. But, yeah, 22-3 is pretty damn good. But I'll say that I think that it's pretty close historically. 92, they went to the Final Four, beat St. X 1-0, and faced, ironically, Dunbar in the championship. And so, you know, we have a chance to make that happen tonight. And I think the boys are ready to go.
And E-Town men's soccer has, for years, I mean, it's kind of a dynasty. It's not like this is a fluke year. You guys traditionally do have a good team.
Yeah, we have, for the last, you know, 6 years, when I took over 6 or 7 years ago, we had to build some. And then we've, you know, this was these guys' fourth region championship in a row in high school. I was trying to tell them how special that is to have won four region championships in a row each year you're in high school, and then to advance on to a Final Four and as a team be playing the way that they are playing right now. It's a very special time for our program.
And you brought with you this morning Dylan Barnes and Jackson Holt. Of course, as a team you win, as a team you lose, but what about these two made them stand out? You wanted to have them come in this morning?
Well, we've kind of been knocking these guys around all year from different things, awards and trophies and individual accomplishments and stuff. So I wanted them to be able to come in and have a little time on the radio and talk about this team. But both of them have shown tremendous leadership this year, just in the capacity of leading on and off the field, in the classroom, being a good example for younger kids on our team. And guys in years past, they've done the same thing. So we're seeing a culmination of this happen this year that's been rewarding to watch for a lot of these boys. But Jackson has had an unbelievable year in the goal. I think 10 shutouts now on the year, and our back line is, I think some parents have renamed it the Iron Curtain, so hopefully we can play like that tonight. And then Dylan's been a lot of the brains of the operation. He is kind of like the central nervous system of this team, and he gets the ball where it needs to go for things to happen. So a very important piece, along with so many other players on our team. Cole Varela, who's had an amazing year as a junior. Landon Greslewski, a senior, who has just been an absolute dominant force on the back line for us. Really played like a young man. And, of course, our assassin, who these shirts are after, Jonah Schertz. There's only one Jonah Schertz in the game tonight, I can tell you that, and we got him. So I like our chances. But, yeah, you boys.
Dylan, grab the mic. So tell me, you know, a little bit more about your experience. I mean, how long have you been playing soccer?
I started playing soccer when I was around 4, 5, 6, you know, so it's been forever, basically.
You don't really remember not playing soccer.
Exactly, no. It was just from the get-go, I was just kicking a soccer ball.
So how did you gravitate into the position you're in?
Well, I always was more of a pass-first kind of guy. I didn't really, not really dribble, score, more of like an assist. And so I started out as like a regular old center mid, but then, you know, as I got older, I got a little height, and then I kind of gravitated towards a little bit higher up the field where I was dribbling and doing more, so center mid is just kind of where I'm playing right now. Just kind of combines both of them, and so it's just what I do.
It can be a thankless position because, you know, you're not saving the ball sometimes, and you're not getting the points, and there's a lot of distribution. So, you know, you are probably pretty key in what happens, even if you don't particularly get the glory yourself.
Yeah, but you can say that about a lot of positions, in my opinion. You know, everybody's moving off the ball, and that's one of the reasons we've probably got this far is because everybody moves. You know, no one on the team really cares who gets the goal with this team. It's kind of we just want to win.
Jackson, step up for me if you don't mind. So, how long have you been playing soccer?
I've been playing soccer for basically, like he said, ever since I was like 4 or 5. So.
And that's really part of what is key, I think, now in being successful in a sport is starting it very young and dedicating to it. So being goalkeeper, this is the first year you've kind of had the box to yourself. You had, you know, somebody in front of you last year that graduated. Was that a lot of pressure this year? Or did you feel like it was just time and you were ready to go?
I mean, yeah, I had the great example and I learned a lot from Brandon, and that was a really good experience for me, and I learned a lot. But it was nice, you know, I didn't feel really a whole lot of pressure. I was just kind of like, oh, now I get to do this. And so I went out there and did what I've always done.
10 shutouts, nothing to sneeze at. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Coach, what time do we play tonight and where do we play?
We play at Frederick Douglass High School in Lexington at 7 p.m. And, you know, we're going to be leaving after school. I think they have a little send-off for us, and that'll be nice. I was actually against it. I just wanted to keep everything the exact same way and just go to Lexington and try to handle business. But you know, we've got to celebrate what these boys have done thus far. And Jackson is being really nice. Brandon was a fine keeper, very, very good keeper. But Jackson, in and of himself, is a very fine keeper as well. And so he's done a lot of this stuff and learning on his own and putting in a lot of hard work. Both of these kids have. And that's part of the reason we're successful. They've worked hard. They play as a team. And if you've seen us play this year, you know we play as a team. And that's going to be the mantra tonight, is to do it together instead of 3 or 4 guys.
All right, Final Four championship tonight. Any parting words for the fans?
Yeah, get up there early. If you're getting there an hour before, they're not going to let you in. So try to be up there around 7. I know they've got to clear, or 6. They've got to clear the first game out, Davis County and Covington Catholic. And then we'll begin our warm-ups and stuff. So I'd say about an hour before game time. I know people like to get up there real early, but it's going to be a little different for this game being at the facility that it's at. So we're looking forward to it. It's a game that we haven't been in over 25-ish years. So we're looking to take advantage of it.
Congratulations on the season so far. Best of luck tonight from all of us, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much, yes.
That is Coach Yates from E-Town High School. Boys Panthers soccer going very far this year into that Final Four game tonight, and we are Quixie 98.3.